Meseches Malikatim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Mashkin Beis Hashlochim, V'moed, Sada Shehi Omedes Bahar, that's a field, the Beis Hashlochim is a field which is on the mountain, V'tzarech Lashkoi Satomid, and you have to constantly water it, irrigate it. Mashkin Osaf Yilbo Chol Shomoy, you can water it even on Chol Moed, if Yishehu has to Gadol, it may not Mashkoi Osaf, because it's going to be a big loss if he doesn't water it. V'dor B'shal Hefzat Hetiru Chachom L'Torech Bo B'Chol Shomoy, and something which is a loss of money, Chachom will allow you to put the effort in on Chol Moed, K'mosh Ano Moed, we find in Mesechus Chagigas, as it is written, and we learn from the Pasuk Mashvi Atzur Basias Malacha, just like the seventh day you're not allowed to do Malacha, Avshisha Atzur Basias Malacha, so too the 6 days beforehand, Cholamayit is Atzur Bamalacha, Imashvi Atzur Bachol Malacha. Whereas the Bryce asks over there, if you see that the 7th day is for in all Malachos, Avshisha Atzur Bachol Malachos, Chol Malachos, so to the days, other 6 days of meaning Cholamayit is Atzur, Tamalamar Hashvi. Shvi Asur B'chol Malacha, the 7th day is Asur for all the Malachas, Ein Shishi Atzur B'chol Malacha, not the other days. Halom Asur Nakasav El Chachamim, the Pasuk was handed over, gave it over to the Chachamim. Loim El Chadetayu Ezo Malacha Asura, B'chol Shamayit Ezo Muteres. To tell you which Malachas are forbidden on Chol Moed and which are permitted. Malacha Sheish Bahefsid, and a Malacha which is preventing a loss, Im Eino Oysa Osa, because if you don't do the Malacha, there will be a loss. Kagoyim Lahashkos B'sa Shlachim, for example, to water a field that's the base of shalachim, which needs to be irrigated, that tetiru chacham lechacham permitted you to do. Ubeshvias mefarshik begamar, we'll be explaining the gemar. V'mayin sheyatzah betchila da'achshav maschil undvoya, now it's starting to flow. Shedayin lo chazika darka, its path has not yet been established. V'mayin shelo yatzah betchila elamayin noivam bezman merubah, it's rather it's a spring which has been flowing for a long time already. Because there's a lot, in such a case, there's a lot of effort that has to be put in. First, Gemara, as we'll explain in the Gemara. Gemara, the Asilin Pule, Hakarkas Shisviva, the ground which is around it, the Dayan Lohakazikadarkas, it hasn't established its path yet. Mashkin, Bechol Shemoyd, Alcholomoyd, Velochashin, and we don't worry, Dumanuffle, perhaps the wall will fall. The Azil, Batarach, Tirchiyaser, and then the person's gonna then go and make an extreme effort. Mayin shelo yotzal betchila shekvar hechzik darko, it's already established its path. Meboy the mashke memena bechol shemoy, that you can irrigate from it on cholamoy. Beis abal sada hu beemek, that's a field in the valley. Veinu tzerach hashkais, you don't have to irrigate it. Veim bahefsit im ein mashke osan, there's no loss if you don't water it. Kamash molon mastis in the mission the tani beim mayin shelo yotzal betchila, whether you're talking about a stream that has not yet, that hasn't, isn't leaving for the first time, isn't starting for the first time. Beis HaShlochem in, Beis HaBal, Afil Mamayin Shalo Yotze B'Tchila, even from an already established scream, lo, you're not allowed to. The Shili, the Hey Mischalof B'Ches, and the Hey switches with a Ches for the Drasha. Mandana, the Mastisin of our mission, the Pseid HaShari L'Mitrachba, that for a loss of money, you're allowed to do effort on, to prevent the loss of money, you're allowed to do effort on Chol Moed. B'Chol Shemoed, you're allowed to do, make an effort on Chol Moed. You could go in Beis HaShlochem, for example, a field that needs to be irrigated. Harvachalok, you're going, for example, the Beis HaBal, a field which does not need to be irrigated. The Asal HaShkoi, so you're not allowed to water it. Me'achar She'en Bahefzit, since there's no loss if you don't. She'en Tzarech HaShkoi, because you don't need to water it. Ela Harvachal. The milsu l'shavi afle charfi, because you would be watering it in order to make it a early crop, which is a gain of money. Afil b'machum b'seido mitrach lo terchinan. The Ketani Masis in our Mishnah says, "Avol lo mimei geshamim not from rainwater mishum de ispei terchav," because there's an effort involved. Moichkan hamayim ilan ilan b'chol shemoyin chol moyin im yish mayim tachas ilan echod. If you have water underneath one tree, oisin derech katan ilan ilan, you can make a small little path from one tree to the other. Kadesh yimshichu hamayim ilan zel ilan acher, in order for the water to go from one tree to the other. Lo yashka esasada kulo b'beis habal kamayim. We're talking about a beis habal which doesn't need to be watered. The harvacha here, because it's only for gain. Almo this proves the harvacha de milsa also Rabbi Lezer, that to make a gain that Rabbi Lezer forbids. Shinasa bor was made fallow. The lomali lamashka. Why do you have to water it? Lahi to that field. The ha ain lo takana leolam is nothing which is going to help it. Shechar b'mayin zev yosad lo mayin acher. Shechar b'mayin shirigila lishdois mimeno, that the stream which it's normally being watered by, it got destroyed. The came into regular lishta, since it's normal to be irrigated, ilo mashka lo achshav, you don't water it now, islap say the yisera is going to be a big loss. Afil hachi, even so, lo shari behuda does not permit it, and lo main shiyatza lo, unless you're using a stream which is already started. The lav tircha huk, that's not an effort. I will make a shamim, but rainwater, will make kiloin, which is like a water from a pit, the tircha hu, which is a effort. Lo shari, that's not permitted. I feel the beis hashlochim, even for beis hashlochim, which needs to be watered. Oit chazinen, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We see also from Rabbi Yehuda's words, lo yifan amayim. You shouldn't move, that when he says you shouldn't move the water. Alma, the lo shari Rabbi Yehuda tircha is there. The Rabbi Yehuda does not allow an extreme effort. Alma, we see Masis Rabbi Yehuda. He did our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, because for Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, lo shnachar mayino, memayin shiyasta lo betchilo. There's no difference between a mayim which has gotten destroyed from a mayim which is just starting, or if it wasn't destroyed at all, tovayo aser. Both of them are, he said, is forbidden. Daf beis, omid beis. Doma aser limpule avom mayim shelo yotze b'tchilo, but from a mayim which is not just starting. Afilo beis habal nami shari Rabbi Yehuda. Even if it was a beis habal which doesn't need to be watered, Rabbi Yehuda would still permit it. Umaslis in our mishnah, the Ketani nami, what is it talking about? Mayim shelo yotze b'tchilo. That it was talking about a mayim which is not just starting, beis hashlochim and beis habal loy. And it says you can irrigate and water a beis hashlochim but not a beis habal. La Rabbi Yehuda, he is not Rabbi Yehuda. Imkei maslis naman tarmit, lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, kedamon. It's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'lo Rabbi Meir, and it's not like Rabbi Meir, the Shari who says permitted, afil beis habal, even by a beis habal, v'lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, it's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that who sold, afil beis hashlochim lo, that even beis hashlochim not allow, lo Shari, v'mayin shiyasa b'tchila. He still doesn't allow it if it's a new stream. Elo le Rabbi Yehuda v'lo shno. U'masis in Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. Even the mayim which is just starting, shari is permitted. Afilu misaval, even for misaval which does not need to be irrigated. Hamanachish toilish hasavim ra'im mitochetavim, a person who is picking out the bad grass from the good ones. V'chi akrile tzamchei hanitvei, and when you pull out the bad ones, then the good ones grow better. Mashka mayim bezra'im, shazerik mayim ve'ikri hasavim, you throw water onto the roots. The bottoms of the grass. Mishum mayim masvinim be. The mayim malacha kachashvinim le. What malacha is going on over here? The vadi koitzer lochashvinim. It's for sure not the malacha of koitzer. Sheinim is chavin lito asavim. He's not trying to take the grass. El lasakin asavim atavim. He's just trying to fix the good ones. Shibas other in his field. Chorish v'zerei of a koitzer. These three malachos, avos malachos say, and they are full avos malachos. But parak klal gadol in the seventh parak of Shabbos called klal gadol. L'rupuye l'rachich to soften. Mishum Mukharish in Mishum Zareya lo amay lo mechayiv to b'tervaya. One should be chayiv for both of a tervaya, but you're accomplishing both. Vashkechinu b'malachot mechayiv tarte. We find that in some work you can be chayiv for two different malachos. Zemer b'Shabbos on Shabbos v'sarech le'etzim chayiv Mishum Koytzer because of cutting down shari zarech le'etzim because you need the wood. V'chayiv Mishum Notein. So you're chayiv for planting. The Mishum has zimur galitzei because you did zimur. Now what's left will grow better. Offer, you're covering the seeds with dirt, because of the love of not planting kalayim. You see planted kalayim, but you don't get rid of it. That person doing menachish is a problem of planting. That's why if you do menachish by kalayim, you're going to get malchus. The ha'asir is riyah b'kalayim, because planting by kalayim is also tichziv lo zizra. It says, it's written there in the dirt, you can't plant. Chirisha l'tzerach zriyas kalayim mi asira. The plowing for, in order to do kalayim, is that something forbidden? The b'shas chirisha like a kalayim kalach. So the time of plowing, there's no kalayim at all. Amar lei menachish ina loke el mishum kaim. Do menachish, you're going to get malchus. Why? Because of leaving the kalayim there. Tamal loimer kalayim sadecha loy vafagav de chsivul sizra kalayim. This is jim plant kalayim gurin v'dershin. I take away and make a drasha. Lo kalayim, you switch the order. Lo kalayim, lo yehei kalayim. So you say you read it lo kalayim, which you learn out. Lo yehei kalayim, it should be kalayim there. Mekol makom any which way. There's kalayim shechayvat alavat. You're automatically going to get be obligated to get rid of it. Bishlam Moid Mishum Hochishari, therefore it's permitted to lo Asr Bishum Malacha Elamishum Tirchot, because you're not forbidden any Malacha except for the fact that you're not allowed to put in effort. B'chol Mokam Seda, Shara Rabbanan, Limitrach, to put in effort, B'chol Shmoyin L'chol Moid, B'mokam Seda, in a place where you might come to a loss of Naka, the provision of L, as we explained earlier. Bein Laman Yamar Mishum Chorish, the Pligi Rab of Rabbi Yosef L, the Ram Rabbi Yosef argued earlier, B'mashka Mayim Lizraim, when you are watering seeds. The chadam of mishum chorish. One says it's a problem of planting. The chadam of mishum zareh of plowing. I'm sorry. The chadam of mishum chorish. It's a problem of plowing. The chadam of mishum zareh. And the other one said it's a problem of planting. Chorish v'shvis mishari hanafka mibchorish v'katzer tishvois. We learn out from the fact that pasuk says bchorish v'katzer. You have to stop both of them. There mean im einu inyan l'shabbos. If it's not talking about Shabbos, einu tzarich, does not need to be said shari kfar nemar, because it already says in the Torah, komalacha, any malacha is forbidden. So no inyan l'shvis, that pasuk was referring to Shemitah. B'shvis, b'zman hazeh, the Rabbanan is only the Rabbanan. But Rabbi Ki, the Amr, the midrabban, who says that it's midrabban, umilsu de pseh de shar Rabbanan, therefore something which is a loss, the Rabbanan permit. Hazeh devar ha-shemitah shem, ksib ha-shematah ksafim, it's written by having to do Shemitah's ksafim, amai ksib trace in the Shemitah Shemot. Why does it say twice Shemitah and Shemot? Bizmach yet Meshamit Karka Mechlal implies the Ikaz Man Delo Meshamit Karka. There is a time when there's no Shemitah on the ground. Beza, when is that? Zev Bizman Zed. That's nowadays. Avilu Tamei Rabbanan the Pligi Alei the Rebbe, the Argan Rebbe, the Amri the Shvis Bizman Zed the Yeraisa, and they say the Shemitah nowadays is still the Yeraisa. Avos Malachos Asar Rachmanu B'Shvis on Shemitah.